In June 2009, the then constitutional president of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, was deposed by a coup. 10 years later, that Central American nation continues suffering deep political, economic, and social problems that are continually deepening. The coup was accompanied by a repressive wave against the Honduran people, economic instability, an increasing in poverty, violence, and selective murders, as well as an explosive growth in migration. Today, Honduras is one of the poorest nations in the area. Over 60% of its population has migrated, and a great portion of the economically active population lacks jobs, while unemployment expands as a result of the government inaction. A failed economic model rules that Central American nation, that is the neoliberal model, which only benefits a ruling elite, while the rest of the population is totally excluded economically, socially, and politically, and subsists in dire misery. This anti-popular model has been reinforced by President Juan Orlando Hernández, who took office in 2014 and has maneuvered to twist the nation's constitutional charter, a move that allowed his fraudulent re-election. The Honduran government has been plagued by financial scandals, many of them linked to drug trafficking. The name of the Honduran president was named in the trial held in the United States against his brother, Antonio Hernández, who was found guilty of drug trafficking, use of a deadly weapon, and lying to the authorities. The process revealed that the Honduran president used drug trafficking funds to finance his re-election campaign and to buy the votes of deputies. The situation is tense right now. As soon as the verdict was known, the Hondurans have increasingly taken to the streets to demand the president's ouster. More recently, opposition groups have agreed to form a coalition to ensure the ouster of their narc president. Demonstrations and protests are increasing throughout that Central American nation. The coalition of opposition groups has declared that the presence of Hernández in the presidential palace is no longer acceptable. Hernández is accumulating increasing charges of plundering government funds and growing links to drug trafficking gangs. Honduras needs an urgent change. Corruption has spread to all fields of government and business, while poverty expands. Most certainly, the hardworking, honest Honduran people need an appropriate environment that demands the immediate ouster of the delinquents that today rule that Central American nation. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.